First of all, thank you very much for coming to Bombay and to Somaiya Vidya Vihar. I have two questions for you, Your Holiness. One is that I know you travel all over the world meeting people and giving teachings. But when you're not teaching or traveling, what is a typical day in the life of the Dalai Lama like? Please tell us about your routine day. And the second question is, I've been reading that the Nalanda University is being revived. So can you tell us about your involvement in the revival of the Nalanda University at Rajgir?
Okay.
Thank you.
Karsa tangku tengah de, pasu mesin berkeru kaji as. Then, firstly, as a Buddhist monk, my daily life you see carry according the Vinaya rule, according Mula Savasa Devatan Vinaya or Pratimoksha, the precepts, 253 precepts. So we keep using these precepts as a monk. Then perhaps as a student of Nalanda masters, whenever I have time, I always read, study, particularly Nagarjuna and Chandrakirti and Shantadeva. Mainly is these three. They are text. I always see, think, and almost a daily basis meditate. Then also as a practitioner of Tantrayana, Tantrayana, also you see some meditation. As a student of Madhyamika philosophy, analytical meditation. Then as a student of the Shantadeva, is meditate on altruism. So these are my main sort of practice. So each day, I got up 3 in the morning, then meditate about 5 hours, like that. So then usually you see from 3 up to 8:30, and then meeting with the people. Then open my mouth, blah, 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 that way. And about 6:30, 7, sleep. That's one important meditation, very sound sleep. No sleeping pill, no tranquilizer, completely relaxed like that. So I think these practice altruism and sort of understanding about emptiness, immense benefit, see, to bring inner peace. So I carry, see, that kind of life. Now I think nearly 79, I feel, although refugee, but my life, you see, carry quite useful. So I don't know, another 15 years or 20 years, I don't know. I will carry it that way. Then second part, Kaza. Yes. When 1956, when I came to India, the government of China, People's Republic of China, is to give some fund or donation. Actually, the check I carry on behalf of Chuanle and one function at the Nalanda, Pandit Nehru there, Chuanle ordered certain some illness or something. So he asked me, on behalf of him, I should carry the check with Chinese ambassador, Delhi. So at that time, Hindi Chini, bye-bye. I also, you see, as a sort of high sort of position, Chinese sort of the People's Congress, I was the deputy chairman of steering committee, steering committee of the People's Congress, like that. So then after 59, although you see that project carry, but not very sort of, I say, rigorously. Then one time, the former president, Abdul Kalam, I really sort of respect him, admire him. Poor, come from poor family, Muslim background, eventually become great scientist, then become Indian president. Wonderful, wonderful, very humble. And also she's showing genuine interest about the altruism or Shantadeva's book. Yeah. So one time, you see, he connected that project, Nalanda project. But then in that project, some politics there. So eventually, Abdul Kalam, I was told, resign from that responsibility. So I have no direct contact like that. I don't think any necessary translation. I think, okay, now next question.
Your Holiness, I once had a dream in which I asked you a question, but when I woke up, I couldn't remember the dream very well. So I'm very fortunate to be able to be here to ask you in person. The question is, what is the essence of taking refuge?
Karsa.
The essence of taking refuge.
Nilam Jilam Asane. Essence. What is your question?
What is the most important thing about in taking refuge, when you take refuge to the Buddha?
That's, of course, all major religious tradition. Some kind of refuge somewhere. Refuge. Oh. All so tradition have. For example, Christians, it's a single-pointed faith towards God. Muslims, single-pointed faith towards Allah. So likewise, so all major traditions, you see, the single-pointed sort of faith towards one's own, God or teachers, like that. And then Buddhism, a real sort of protector or refuge, is Dharma, not Buddha. Buddha simply teach us Dharma. Dharma is the real protector or real refuge. So that means Dharma, not outside, but within ourselves. Wisdom, warm-heartedness, these two things are eventually reach certain level and then become Dharma. So once you see the real Dharma develop within ourselves, then you kasota, you then saved in from a certain level of sort of kasota. Samsaric sort of levels like that. And then Sangha, you see, because of the community. See, like I think one student, the first class, there's no sense of competition, positive competition, with 10th class or 12th or 15th class. Same classmate, then there is a sense of sort of more competition. Positive way. So competition, there are two kinds. Destructive competition or negative competition is in order to you become top, create some problem other. That's destructive competition. That's bad. The positive competition, sense of competition is, so you want to be top, like other. And even, you see, your classmate helping them reach top. That sense of competition is positive. So, you see, take refuge to Sangha that way. You see, those individuals who already reach in certain deeper experiences, then kasota kaso te miktu kaso
look towards them
ka
take their example.
This is good.
Correct.
That came to kasa
take their example.
Yes, like that. So thank you, my teacher now. So that's Buddhist way. Buddham shanam gacchami, dharmam shanam gacchami, sangham shanam gacchami. Main refuge is dharma, not Buddha, not sangha. I think yesterday also I mentioned Buddha like doctor. Dharma is like medicine. Real sort of curing your illness is not doctor, but medicine. So Dharma is like medicine. Sangha, like nurses, with their help, you can cure illness more quickly, like that. Next question.
Your Holiness. The question is, when we talk about the Mahayana and the Lotus Sutra, in Lotus Sutra, we know that it's talked about the last sessions which Buddha gave to the disciples. It talks about the way of life to be lived and how it's to be done. So how do we make it current in our lives today? Because as you said, as per the region and the people, it has been taught to us. So how would you enlighten for us to be go ahead for our generation?
Karsa.
Summarize is in Lotus Sutra, how we make it current for our generation today and take it ahead for us.
Sorry, I haven't go through so thoroughly about that sutra, so I don't know. So I should learn from you. My knowledge is very limited. But some sutra, you see, merely mention about Sukhavadi, some heaven, and some Chinese tradition, and also Japanese tradition. You see, reading these texts or these sort of the sacred books, some of them, you see, believe just reading these books, some sort of prayer, you see, helpful to reach that sort of realm. That I doubt. Just reading and some prayer, then no need dharma. Like you see, take refuge doctor without taking medicine. How can cure?
Karma has to be there.
Oh.
Karma has to be there.
Oh. So I think it is better to read more books. do not rely one book. That's better. That's why you see the Buddha's own word, which translated into Tibetan, about 100 volumes, different sutras. Then more important, the commentary wrote by like Nagarjuna or so on, these are great masters, about 200 volumes. So we have to read, study. Then you get the fuller picture like that. Okay.
Yes.
That's our way, including myself also, that is the way. Read more books. And particularly useful, read book which, certain point contradiction. It's very, very helpful to get deeper meaning. One book state or hold some views, then another master, you see, debate about that, criticize that. Then, you see, you get the opportunity to further analyze what is this sort of master's, because of what is behind of this master's view, and the sort of critical view, another sort of master. So what is their sort of thinking, their reasons? That immense help to get deeper understanding. Like that. So like this morning I mentioned Buddhapalita and Bhavibhika, serious discussion, rejections. And then the Kasa Chandrakirtis, you see, series of discussion and refute some of the Baba Vega sort of argument. So very, very helpful to get deeper understanding. You just read one book, then fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. It's not a proper way of Nalanda tradition. Thank you.
Holiness, today you are our master, so we want a direct answer. Can you hear me? Okay. I said today you are our master, so we'd like a direct answer. My question is, we talk about karma and good and bad, but the definition of good and bad changes from time to time and from culture to culture. So how can that be a reality of distinguishing between good and bad karma? Especially if what is very attractive about Buddhism is the concept of shunyata. So if you have shunyata, then where is the question of rebirth and different goals?
Karsa. Yes, the first part, the theory of karma and good or bad or sin or because of the virtues. Yes, due to different philosophical views, you see, the definition of these things, there are differences. But from the Buddhist viewpoint, and particularly Madhyamaka philosophical viewpoint, then good and bad is relative. Entirely depend on the circumstances. The ultimate sort of demarcation is something which benefit to oneself or others, that's a positive. Any verbal action, physical action, or mental action, something harmful to other, eventually harmful to oneself, you see, that consider negative, no absolute. So, and I think yesterday also I mentioned it, under different circumstances, same action, under certain circumstances, the Buddha's even Vinaya mentioned certain point at the beginning, he allowed. Then later, he rejected. he prohibited. Similarly, initially, sort of he allowed kaza, but now he rejects. But later, he gives some exception. Under such circumstances, it's okay, like that.
What is the connection with shunyata
then? The shunyata, you should now, yes, among these 17 great masters, you see, many of them criticize Nagarjuna's sort of view or shunyata. They consider, the according to Madhyamika's understanding about shunyata, is nihilism. If you have sort of very, because of the serious interest, then you should read Nagarjuna's the Madhyamika Mulakarika, particularly the 24th chapter. There, he mentioned all the objections come from Chitta Mantra and some other sort of school of thought. Then he answered. So the essential answer is shunyata, not nothingness. Shunyata means absence of independent existence. It never denies existence. Existence is there. Lekja sik singibe suk tongbo tongbo ni su su sa sik labda.
Sun. हाँ, जैसे कि हृदय पाकृता सूक्त में कहा गया कि जो रूप ही शून्य है, शून्य ही रूप है.
So, physical form. Form is empty. Empty is form. Now, this case, empty of the form. So, empty is the basis. Form is the basis. The empty of the form is Catches,
its
quality. The very form, that existence is not by itself, as quantum physics say. If you investigate, you can't find objectively. But it works. So it exists. Now, for example, if you analyze, you see, yes. Now, for example, if you analyze my hand, you can't find piece, particle. Just wave. Nothing. But you can't say, now, you cannot use hand because you can't find. Objectively, it does not exist. It's foolish. Very useful here. Like that. So then, hand is there. Even animal, you see, kasuta, kasate, recognize. You see, when your dog become a little bit naughty, like that, the dogs also, you see, realize, oh, its effect. However, if you investigate, you can't find. So, hand exists. But if hand, its existence, the way appears, then the hand must exist objectively. Then when we find out, analyze, you must find, you can't find. So absence of independent existence, that is shunyata. So form is its own emptiness. The form's emptiness is form. Pratityasamuppada. But this one.
The Tao of physics. The Tao of physics.
Kasa.
Physics.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like that.
Thank you.
So quantum physics, you see, they've tried to find, they take for granted things must objectively exist. So when they investigate, you can't find. Then they find some dilemma. The Buddha 2,500 years ago, and Nagarjuna, they already solved that problem.
I didn't say physics, I said the Tao of physics by Fridtjof Capra, who talks about the particle and the wave. what you said just now.
가자.
The freeze cobra thing is the Tao physics is the best theory.
Oh.
Dina la du ren du ze che ba chi du din da wo xie xian si.
Oh. Let that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question.
Your Holiness, I am a great admirer of you and of the Tibetan people, and I'm very happy to be here today. My question is very simple. Yesterday you talked about love without attachment.
Mm.
So when I love people, my family, my friends, I get attached to them, and if they are not there anymore, then I suffer. So how can I love them without getting attached to them?
Actual love, as I mentioned yesterday, which as not oriented about others' attitude. So, usually our love is very much oriented about others' attitude. So there is attachment. And as soon as attachment involves, it becomes biased. So, love, hatred go side by side. So therefore, in order to develop unbiased, what say they love, firstly, you have to practice detach, equal. Then develop love towards entire sentient being, or love equally your friend or your enemy or strangers. That is genuine love. That not spontaneously come, but through training, use our intelligence. Okay.
Okay.
So not easy. Genuine sort of the kasoda, love with attachment is more or less spontaneous, biological factor. However, that is as a seed. Then use human intelligence. Then it become higher level, detached. Meantime, fully sense of concern of their well-being. Okay. Thank you.
Your Holiness, thank you for teaching in Bombay. I have a small doubt. While doing the Lambram players, when we do the supplication practice, we usually do the supplication first to the lineage of extensive deeds and then to the supplication to the masters of profound view. But in the teachings that you were giving today on the invocation to the 17 masters of Nalanda, we did the profound view first and then the extensive deeds. Is there a significance in this or is it just?
What's that?
Lama Chopa teachings, we first do the supplications to the extensive deeds and then to the profound views. So the first we do Maitreya Asanga and all that supplications and then we do Manjushri, Nagarjuna and so on. Whereas today we did the first one, the first set is the profound view and then the second set is the...
Ka.
Orim ki chebar jorol.
Ka.
That the dependent judu in the sundip ᱛᱮᱛᱤᱱ ᱪᱮᱵᱟᱠᱟᱵᱞᱟᱥ ᱦᱚᱸ ᱠᱚᱨᱤᱢ ᱡᱤᱭᱚᱨᱵᱟᱥ ᱱᱟᱢᱡᱤᱝ ᱟᱫᱚ ᱡᱟᱡᱤᱱ ᱪᱩᱡᱩᱫᱟ ᱥᱟᱢᱩᱫᱟᱭ ᱡᱩᱭ ᱫᱩᱥᱭᱟ ᱠᱚᱨᱤᱢ ᱫᱚᱫᱟᱱ ᱡᱤᱫᱚᱣᱟᱥ ᱛᱮᱛᱟ ᱛᱮᱥ ᱢᱟᱡᱩᱢ ᱵᱟᱪᱤ ᱫᱩᱥ ᱛᱤ ᱠᱟᱨᱤᱱᱟᱥ
ᱥᱟᱢᱩᱫᱟᱭ like teacher and student, some not. I simply sort of say they compose that. Firstly, Nagarjuna, of course, senior. Usually, Upaya, Branja, Upaya come first, or right side. Branja, left side. So, according to that, Arya Asanga, right. Right side, Buddha's right side, Nagarjuna left side. But now here is the seniority. And also philosophical view, the Madhyamaka philosophy is the best one. You see, you can use, including physics, quantum physics, and many scientific research, scientific findings very well go with Madhyamaka philosophy. The Chitta Mantra philosophy, if you accept that, there are a lot of contradictions. So therefore, philosophically, the Madhyamaka philosophy is most profound sort of philosophy, and also the historically senior Nagarjuna. So in the Nagarjuna and his immediate follower, Arya Devadis, and then Arya Asanga, Bosubant, Dignak, these things. So then, detail, or say the Kazota, a period when these sort of master born, I don't know. So, Western scholars, they know very well, oh, this master born such year and died such year. We don't know. We pay not much attention about sort of date. We pay more attention about teaching, their teaching. So some of these Western scholars known very well date these things. They do not know what is the teaching. So, like medicine, yes, there is sort of date of expiring where. Expire. But teaching of these things, no expire.
Thank you.
So doesn't matter when it happened, that doesn't matter. So long, the teaching really something Kasu can prove through argument, through reason, through scientific sort of finding, then actually affect our emotion. That's important. That I can say definitely. Oh, of course, the Chitta Mantra's philosophy does not affect my mind, my emotion. Madhyamaka philosophy really affect my mind. So I consider myself a follower of Nagarjuna, not a follower of Arya Asanga.
Thank you, Your Holiness, for your presence. Thank you for your presence and your blessings. I would like to know where Vipassana fits into the Tibetan Buddhism, the practice of Vipassana.
Vipassana kasa? Prashna kar.
Vipassana di kawal fit chigi yunas.
Ka?
Vipen nangjo nala Vipassana nyamlin chigi di tab do kawal chigi chigi yunas.
Vipassana, different levels. Or Vipassana, according grosser level of anatma theory, right, or selflessness theory, grosser level.
Yeah.
Then Vipassana, more subtle level of Vipassana, more subtle level of anatma. Then it involves shunyata.
Okay. Yeah.
Then Vipassana combined with deity yoga, visualize oneself as a deity or as a Buddha. Another level of Vipassana practice. Then Vipassana, the mind, according to Tantrayana, particularly Mahadudra Yoga Tantrayana, there are different levels. Grosser level of mind with this physical, a mind which based on this physical is grosser level of consciousness. At the time of dreaming, another level, more subtle level of consciousness. Deep sleep without dream, another deeper level. And faint, another level of consciousness. Usually we call unconscious. But actually the energy or potential of awareness still there. Otherwise, once you faint, then impossible to recover. So the continuation of subtle level of consciousness still there. So the deepest at the time of death. Now, actually, last 55 years, number of occasions, Tibetan practitioner, after death, clinically dead, brain no longer function, dead. But body remain very fresh. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, like that. I was told one Christian priest also, you see, remain a few centuries, his body remain fresh. So, anyway, we explain the grosser level of mind or consciousness completely cease because brain cease. But subtle level of consciousness still within the body. So some effect from that. So a few years ago, one great master, after he passed away, about kajare chisur mishi nima kajare shure ka yusufshe great, that master after death about I think 23 or 24 days remain in Mongod. So we already have a sort of trained person, nurses at Dharamsala, and with certain equipment. So as soon as, after I think 4 or 5 days, as soon as I received the information, his body still remained fresh. So I asked the concerned people, should go there. So they went there and put all wires on dead body's head. So remain another sort of few more weeks, you see, remain, as I mentioned earlier, about 22 or 24 days. So some scientists, when they read the sort of the indication through wire, they found some electric sort of wave in their brain. They say, normal way, impossible. One strange thing, and a few, I think 3 years ago, in New Zealand, one Tibetan practitioner, in hospital, he passed away. So his body remained very fresh. So then, doctor, usually, you see, dead body, they do not allow remain in the hospital. But then doctor come, examine. They found this body, dead body, very fresh. So they allow, okay, you can remain that dead body in the hospital. So it, I think, fourth night, the originally, you see, the body, I think, hand remain like I think usual way, like that. Then the fourth night, next morning or fifth day, you see, they found his left hand now very tightly, you see, hold the one finger of this hand. So later I told them, oh, it is really pity. You must keep camera. Then we know how it movement, how it come. Pity, they not prepared. So it is fact. You see, the dead body, the fourth night, actually, you see, movement comes. So even we, difficult to explain. The all grosser level of mind cease. So physical movement, one of the grosser level of mind consciousness or energy. So that already stopped. And how it move in while the person remain in deepest, most subtle consciousness or energy, consciousness and energy. So we also, you see, feel some kind of dilemma, how to explain like that. So it happened. So this shows the consciousness which based on brain, and then difficult to explain these things. The brain dead. So consciousness, which brain on which, so the relying or based on brain, no longer there. Then how it happened? So we say, basically we say, that person, the innermost subtle level of consciousness still in the body. So that through training, it can become wisdom. That's most powerful vipassana.
Thank you.
Clear?
Thank you very much.
So variety, many different level of vipassana.
How do we maintain equanimity in these days of lies and corruption? Because it's so deeply rooted in everyone and everything, lies and corruption, that it's difficult to not be agitated and maintain equanimity in that time, in these times.
Any corruption, the pension, jig machamba, the sangising, he would you wake up, any jig that equanimity, Tanyum told Natuia, cheating only Natuia, Tabjikarian.
I think the sixth chapter, this book, which I'm going to explain
tomorrow,
and eighth chapter, really very helpful.
Thank you.
You see, the equality, equal, sorry,
equanimity.
Katangyum, kaza.
Equanimity. Equanimity. Balance.
Impossible. Come from outside. Some very successful, some unsuccessful. A huge gap, rich to poor. Education level also is some are highly educated, some are not very educated. Then equanimity, mental level. Think, as I mentioned yesterday, we all, 7 billion, are human beings. Same. The way born, way to die, same way. The emotion, same. So that is, I think, a very powerful sort of reason to think, to consider. Entire 7 billion human beings are same. All have same right, same desire, same right. Then further goes entire sentient being, including animals, birds, insects, these. Maybe mosquito, little bit exception. My relation with mosquito sometimes not very good. Otherwise, you see, we can develop from the bottom of our heart equanimity. Where? That we can train.
So can we not kill a mosquito? Are we allowed to kill mosquitoes?
Mosquito, when my mood is good, then some, and also the mosquito quite sure that particular area, mosquito no malaria sort of danger. Then occasionally I give blood to mosquito. So then one my curiosity is, mosquito, when you give blood, they suck. No? Then his or her sort of body become red and fat, then sometimes poor stanche.
Send out some kind of bubble.
From his bottom. then he left no indication of appreciation. So dogs, birds, if you feed sincerely, they appreciate, isn't it? So I really, you see, curiosity, the brain size, which size have the ability to show appreciation? One time in Oxford, is my talk in the front line, some professors of Oxford. I asked them, anyone who have some knowledge, you see, which size of brain, have the ability to show appreciation, then nobody speak. So like that.
Thank you. Deep appreciation and gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Holiness, I have two questions. One is, how can I overcome fear, jealousy, ego and anguish in my day-to-day life?
Karsa.
Nyiri nyiri nanglola. suzu nyere meje nawlo la ene chena da semma ki ba da mele thagdo che da tuzu nyung du khandes ta gui nas.
I think 8th chapter, 6th chapter really deal that. For me, very, very helpful. 1967, I received oral transmission of this book. It really bring change. My mental state. Really, immense help. Okay.
Secondly, sir, what is the secret of your childlike laughter?
Kya kya hai? That's my top secret. I do not want to share with you. I think smile, laughter, spontaneously come. I think one basic reason, my mind always completely relaxed. No problem. So when I give talk, for example, like here, talk, I never felt I'm something special. I'm Dalai Lama. I never felt that. I just think, yeah, same. I'm talking another human being. That's my feeling. So when I talk with one person, or 10%, 100%, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, no differences. So that really brings me, what's it, relax. If I sort of consider I'm something very special, I'm an important person, then each word you have to sort of carefully check. That brings more stress, more anxiety. And even small mistake happen, then your face becomes red. Useless. Self-torture. If you consider you just one of them, the same. You have emotion. I also have emotion. Sometimes emotion creates some trouble. So like that, no problem. Honest, truthful, transparent. These things are very, very important to maintain peace of mind. Yes?
Thank you for your teachings. I practice Vipassana in the tradition of Mahasi Sayadaw of Burma. And I have a question regarding balancing pragya with compassion. Because as I keep practicing, I notice how things change. But then I'm sometimes confused, you know, how do you balance compassion with wisdom? Sometimes it's better to do, and sometimes it's better not to do. So I just was wondering if you had any.
Kora Brahma ni yunge lama chigi chuju nyamle chene vipassana nyamle chigi yose. Ente da chap chigdo samsam ningje nyamle chye bejon chigi yose.
Ningje.
Lare. Ta tinye nyamdo sungre nyamle chye la tes kangi thegdo. Samsam ne ya ningje kone hindu chye na yaga yobe soro. Samsamne yaha tes maje ne yaga yo sorowa. Chik ti tes chikangi thik dus. Wisdom da compassion nyamdu.
According these great masters sort of advice, our mind, our emotion, very sophisticated. So like illness, many sort of, because of the different virus or different things you see sort of involved. Then just one sort of one medicine, you see, cannot cope. Right? You need, say, more kazota. Chik. Ka. Takada. Nuba changsi member. Mantos. Nuba. Naso zomdevati.
If you are afflicted by different viruses, for example, then it is skillful to use a medicine which has different potential to deal with all these different effects that has received in your body.
Just one illness or one virus, then just one special medicine can affect. The illness much involved. then just one medicine is you cannot sort of cause of the cure. You need a variety of medicine like that, including diet or exercise, many things. Similarly, our emotion, very, very sophisticated. So one single practice cannot cope. Therefore, variety of sort of method and variety of meditation and vipassana mentioned. So therefore, again, my advice is more study should acquire more knowledge. Then, I think the practice of Dharma is something like combat. So even the physical level, combat warfare, combat more sophisticated enemy, your side also must have sophisticated sort of method. So similarly, our enemy is our destructive emotion. It's very, very sophisticated. So the counterforce, wisdom, also must be sophisticated. Just a single sort of faith cannot cope these sophisticated sort of inner enemy. That's because of klesh, sarve. Klesh.
Klesh.
Very complicated. Clear. So, again, my advice, read more books, study more, should not rely on one source. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh. Yes, yes.
My respectful obeisances to you, His Holiness. I want to ask a simple doubt. In your yesterday's talk, you said that Jainism and Buddhism, they emphasize on vegetarianism. But we see that Jain monks follow this principle of vegetarianism. But many Buddhist monks, they eat non-vegetarian food also. And whenever asked, they reply that we are not directly killing the animal. Therefore, we are not the part of the sin. But whatever comes to us while begging, we take that. But this is not logical. And instead, I feel that there should be education about not killing the animals. What is your opinion on this?
Yes. No. Please explain.
The Nangju, the Jainism, the Nangju, yine dosu duruyung du niga chidan non violence practice shukchim bolab gi ores
kan nangju da ka sa
nangju da jainism
jainism
tare yina da jainism di pe de karjung chang ting gi ores
re
nangbe gi da gyundi ba dosu la dosu thibe ka bla ene ngang du kang su ne sim jin so chi gi yomares ene so so chi da kari tho ba da di lung chi gi yom tuk sa lab je da kan je sha sa ngi de dos
to
ti jum je yang da ba se ke thong gu mo dos ene ko yang chi ge tablam chik thone be de pang tu ne yak mar bes.
Yes, I agree. Therefore, as I mentioned yesterday, we totally committed promotion of vegetarianism at most of our bigger monastic institution. Now they are common sort of kitchen now stopped completely serving non-vegetarian food. So we fully committed like that. So I appreciate so your suggestions, your views. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I think the last question.
Yes, I have Julius, many religions believe in the theory of incarnation. So as you mentioned, there are 7 billion souls in the name of population in the 21st century. Then in the past centuries, there were less population. So where were these souls before?
I think if you believe creator, then ask creator.
No, But I want opinion from you because you are the 14th Dalai Lama. So. Please, that everybody is asked.
You know, you see, I think basically, you see, the old major religious tradition, you see, deal with three sort of questions. What is self? First question. Second, whether that self beginning or not. Third question, whether that self have end or not. Three questions. So the first question, this three questions raised at Amritsar, one international sort of interfaith sort of meeting. One Sufi professor, you see, mentioned that. It's really wonderful. So all major religious tradition, you see, deal these three questions. Now, number one, what is self? Except Buddhism, all tradition except soul. Buddhism is, as already we discussed yesterday also, you see, we accept self there, but self, not independent, separate sort of soul, separate self, beside body and mind. So this is the answer, the first question. Then, whether this begin or not, according to theistic religion, when creator creates us, that's the beginning. According to Christianity, this very life is the beginning of soul. This very life created by God. So that concept also very, very powerful. So this very life, you see, created by God. So that means your God is truly your Father. So very intimacy sort of feeling with God. More intimacy feeling, more willingness to follow God's way. It's love. Very powerful. Then non-theistic religion, no creator. So the Jainism and also Sanghism. Actually, I think 2 years ago, I met one great the Hindu the sadhus, really very, very knowledgeable. Unfortunately, many spiritual leaders, they are experts, they carry their pujas or these things, but real philosophical knowledge, if may I say so. So, perhaps now, maybe you see a little bit sort of show off, show off. But as a sort of as a student of a Nalanda tradition, and when we discuss, then difficult to develop admiration. Clear. So we study years rigorously, and variety of as already you see, you heard, you see the way we study. So that great sort of spiritual leader, really wonderful. Hindu follower worship Shivaji. I also received some sort of also the ritual. Very good. So he knows different philosophical views, including Nagarjuna's view, Nagarjuna's philosophy. So I had sort of lengthy discussion with him. Then I learned previously I'm not very sure, not very clear, according Sangya philosophy. Then it becomes clear according Sangya philosophy, and also I think Jainism and Buddhism, these three, since no concept of creator, so our being beginningless. And also according Sangya philosophy, when we reach nirvana, atma alone remain the kasoda. All phenomena kasoda dissolved in the kasoda. Chizo kaslavima.
In the primal factor, they call it primal factor.
Dissolved that, and then self, atma alone remain. That's a permanent sort of salvation. That's moksha. So, no end. So similarly, Buddhism also, you see, no beginning, no end. So according to theistic religion, there is beginning. Non-theistic religion, no beginning, no end. So then world, now even, you see, scientifically, when, you see, the more powerful sort of kasa, kyangshi.
Telescope.
A telescope. You see, no limit of galaxies. Limitless galaxies. So it is impossible to say only this Milky Way galaxy, we human being there. Other limitless of galaxies, no sentient being, no human being. How can we say? So limitless. Buddha stated limitless world. So we just like tourists. We fed up in some galaxies, then somehow we come here. Then a lot of trouble here, fed up, go another galaxies.
And we have return tickets.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, His Holiness.
Yes, now remaining questions, I think, no, not now, no. I think tomorrow. Okay. So now, in order to achieve good life, mainly human life, where? Human being. Now, 10 kasada, sinful action, like that. So it mentioned. Tadinda, Kanshi Lunga Yi Yile, Tamja Lakwara Yong Tangde, Tada Dala Penshine, Tada Shanla Penshine, Tadu Shiva, the Kavas. That Migi Judy. So mijuba chikshe majine pon niche da migi chubung chudin da migi chubung chudin da shenji chungmo pon loin pon chikshe tene log sa di junshe jun chama chikju manjewa sa di ngakye che jeni lunga ki migi wo dunshe tene Chazan, nursing Mababa, Niji Tawa Yongbong was, then Kazuri, the Naxim nursing Lokta, Sumbuti, Ponchenim, the Migitu Pondi, any Carbulalam Chu, please.
Periskeva.
On verse number 7 of the Ratnavali, it says, having analyzed well all deeds of body, speech, and mind, those who realize what benefits self and others and always perform these are wise. And it says, not killing, not stealing, forsaking the mate of others, refraining completely from false, divisive, harsh, and senseless speech, thoroughly forsaking covetousness, harmful intent, and the views of nihilists. These are the 10 gleaming paths of action. The opposite are dark. And so the not committing killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, telling lie, not committing telling lie, divisive talk, harsh language, seven called idle gossip, which comprise seven body and speech non-virtuous action, I mean virtuous actions, and then the three of mind make up 10. So 10 virtuous actions.
Lossoli, yeah. Any gui yoda kasa kare any gulungu yo chino wa dendegi da kanda lokso malaba jinde ge ta chowa sang tene ini number misewa sia di chigta so chiba ra member yan chi mili ya chi ka so re pge chi tung di tong so ro chi ge chaba chen chi na wa cha ya so ro jinde mri ge ta misiba number misewa tene kyu jin dang sle chi jimbe negabla kuba de chene ene pe jimba cheba ngaju namju jimba sadi chi member jila ma chi tas chi tunju jila chi tebe so chi tinde member pe kuishe de che da chene ene shana pe da jimba to kyu jin dang s chö chebas chi susu pamada yende janda 랑레 이니 겜바 정문에 지금 여러 잡아 삼고 여다 지 대주 잘라 이니 비게 구십체야 최 최바다 전에 잠바 너도 꿈리야 랑은 내가 생긴 그 심전이 이니 대화도 된대 그 잠바 세지도 그게 인연 받고 봐 리스 맞춰보신 잠바 받고 봐 제 되게 안 돼 닝지 초롬에 왜 닝지 시합은 아니시 초롬에 왜 잠배심 데이스 Donna, Chen, you know, that should you do somebody. Wonder to Yagi, that Miki Chubung is shooting with honey, Wonder Lugin to Yat Che. That dinner under the Kasaji, Chang, we don't want to, that Chang, we don't want the Paji, Pawyuk, Yoyagi, that Changi, Rasina, Pamichad Urba. So the name is an eh, Chang, we don't want the Dako Yamnation that did Yoyagi, Tunjing Sol Chatiari. That dinner, Losu Mileba. 지금 차와 미집으로 서고 이득이 넘디 넘인기 류대 아 넘인기 연대 개 순하로 된대게 다스가 수상와 또 덥쳐와 또 세정와 또 남해와로 서고 된대기 넘이 연대 개 상지기 류대 상부 톱토야 어디 디 유리디 어디 디 순하래 추추주 순이 말해 등은 안서 저도 좋은 이미 개제 여말해 딱한다 산재배 최칭에 삼월로 어디 가서 여매 받으니 남는지 과래
Then next verse says avoiding liquor, seeking proper livelihood, not inflicting harm, giving respectfully, and which means practicing generosity, revering the wealthy ones, and then being loving are in brief practices of Dharma. And so here what is mentioned is, on the one hand, seeking proper livelihood means not indulging in wrong living, which has to do, on the one hand, with motivation, and on the other hand, obtaining things, materials, or things that is unfit to obtain, and so forth. And so... In terms of the liquor, avoiding liquor, of course, avoiding liquor is a prerequisite, like a preliminary practice to refrain from other misdeeds. Because once you take liquor and you get drunk, then the rest of the wrongdoings can ensue. So in order to avoid that, and you can avoid this by avoiding liquor, you can avoid the rest of the misdeeds. And therefore here, these six virtuous conducts are mentioned. On top of this, plus 10 virtuous actions, means 16 different factors for a good life in the next life as well. And so in other words, what you are creating by engaging in these 16 virtuous actions is you're creating a condition for yourself to have a perfect sort of human rebirth or higher rebirth in the next life, which is qualified by eight ripening qualities, such as having good figure and having long life and having all the necessities in life and being free from obstacles and to obtain those conditions and so forth. And so because of that, these 16 practices are mentioned for a higher rebirth.
tadene migi chu chabe ina ane di devu nyaba yungres tadi seba ina chidungju number 7 nabama kuwa ina longju phong seso de ma migi chu devu di de somre chazanga namingi devu liya samdane tin ruji ge ta gyudi ane dom goya pang goya de
to isliye.
And then the next verses mention the 10 results. What would be the consequences of indulging in the 10 non-virtuous actions? It says, from merely mortifying one's body, dharma arises not, as it neither ends our malice for others, nor has any benefit for them, being disrespectful to the wide path of dharma and so forth. And so these mention the results of non-virtuous actions. And therefore, we should avoid engaging in indulging in them.
जो ग्रंथ है उसको पढ़ रहे हैं जो नागार्जुन का
ग्रंथ है मुझे इस किताब में दिया गया है आप लोग उसको भी देखते जाइए अभी श्लोक नंबर 14 पर पहुंचे हुए हैं
ताने समझला रेबुतने डॉक्टर जोंस ता मिगिजु रेबुत शेने ता मिगिजु तंबे एने कार्बो किजु मिगिजु दा एने दिया अंदा करे रे
इसलिए अगर आप कुछ
virtuous actions and restrain yourself and from refrain yourself from committing the non-virtuous actions, and then you will have the fruit of virtuous actions or karma.
Oh, that did it.
As for those called virtues, the results are the opposites.
ngānānsu mānggū chīkipēn kyōn tōnggī tōnggī lā ozi tā pēn sāmūrā wā shīngirī wā mī sāyānā tā tsuyānā rūgurī tū nyānā bē chīkipē sōhtō kī nyāpa tōyā kī nyāngā yā rī rē dī yīnī mī sāyānā yungū yā rī wā tā dī kato dī nyōmō shūk chāgū shīw shikēnī dī mārūngbō yīmbū shīngī shīngī lī yā nyōmō bē shāwānā tāni ānī lē sāyā yā rī wā sā dīndī yīndū chāni tā tsāwā dī dīndī kī tā mīgī chū ᱛᱟᱱᱟ ᱡᱤᱢᱤᱜᱮ ᱚᱛᱟᱯᱮᱱᱟ ᱪᱩᱨᱩ ᱟᱱᱫᱟ ᱛᱤ ᱛᱚᱢᱭᱟ ᱭᱚᱭᱟᱜᱮ ᱛᱟᱯᱥᱤ ᱥᱚᱨᱚᱛᱤ ᱠᱩᱱᱩᱝ ᱥᱮᱢᱜᱮ ᱛᱟ ᱧᱩᱢᱩᱝᱜᱮ ᱞᱚᱛᱮᱞᱟ ᱧᱮᱢᱚ ᱛᱮᱝᱜᱚᱞᱮᱥ ᱡᱩᱥᱩᱝᱜᱮ ᱛᱟᱫᱮ ᱪᱷᱟᱫᱟᱱ ᱥᱮᱫᱟᱱ ᱛᱤᱢᱩᱫ that day jagum to mishiba jam jagum ma ro sam gi ta timu jodang le chara yong ro ba zan ta timu ta mishiba jam la jare yin ta ka da lander la mong be mari ba da te khuna ni mong mari bo chir bo kho da chi mari bo se mishiba se la sha na ta dir jagre cha zang ga shen ji chak be chak ba shen ne dang ye dang wa de ne ni yin lu ta ka sa chi ge che kanda ne zu ngoma de Masih baca ni, terlalu mungsam ke mungbacik. Ini nangsegi ciri lalu topai mungbacik. Yang ni yang kedua, jenis itu timu. Tiga tiga ini lengan Yesus ni baca itu tuan guruis. Tapi macam macam timu macam ni, macam siapa timu macam tiga timu berbekerja, desa berbekerja, siapa berbekerja tiga ini lekwa sahing guruis. But in the end, so did the Indus on it? Da, Miki Chu, any Casolda, Da Mikiwa, the Takantapeke, Tom Koyaketa, Le Churu de Tomyag, Tom Dandi, Kadu Kadula, Nesuachana, Yamayo Sabatism, Sarepeke, kuni longji ki nyumo no te nyambo ten kore, stati shek duwa. Ta zo nyumo ki nyambo ten ata, shamla yangare, tabadru ya kato lo tyungi yangare. Ta ta gom de yang, nyumo lo ya, ene, tangdo chiki yang maare isi.
To...
So verse number 20 says desire, hatred, ignorance and the actions they generate are non-virtues. So here the non-virtues that we create with our body, speech and mind are said to ensue from our attachment or hatred or ignorance and the three poisons, in other words. And the three poisons, of the three poisons, the other two are rested in ignorance that we have in our mind. And so here maybe the ignorance is the mere not knowing, not knowing about the reality of things, and therefore we create the karmas. And so Master Shantideva says that though wanting to overcome suffering, they run after suffering. Though wanting happiness, they're foolish, as they're like destroying their enemies, destroy their happiness. And so, although there's nobody who really wants to create suffering for themselves, but what happens is because of our own doing, we create ourselves more suffering, more misery and troubles and so forth. That shows that we are overcome with these three poisons, and mainly that of ignorance. And so the non-virtuous actions of body, speech and mind ensue from this ignorance about not knowing the causality of things. And then it says non-desire, non-hatred, non-ignorance, and the action they generate are virtues. And so when you understand that these non-virtuous actions are something that you should restrain, that you should avoid doing, but how do you go about with restraining yourself and not just saying, oh, killing is very bad, I should not kill, but what you should do is by really developing the counter forces within yourself to these actions, and then by gaining conviction in them, then you combat those non-virtuous actions. And so in this way, you should develop the antidote to those non-virtuous actions within yourself by understanding the workings of this karma.
Janita? ngaanzo mangu ji gi cha dang la hanam thang du ji so sto wa a cha jang ga cha ji ne I think in order to kasa ju de restrain harming other, we have to deal the motivation level. Usually, I think all these destructive emotion, we take for granted this part of our mind. You see, I think generally, you see, we never pay attention, try to reduce these things. I think here, as I mentioned yesterday, the ancient Indian psychology, including Buddhist psychology, it mentioned the six main minds. And then, minus is Simjung Kasir.
Secondary.
Secondary mind, about 51. So there are different groups, destructive emotions, mainly six, then 20, group of five is the every sort of because the mind always, you see, five aspects.
Omnipresent minds.
Mm-hmm. tene yungi nga.
Then five minds ascertaining objects.
Oh, kyao chukji.
11 virtuous qualities.
Shinjurshi.
And then four changeable minds.
So you see, there are many details or explanation about sort of the consciousness or and including emotions. So it is very, very important in order to deal the motivation level, it is very necessary to know the whole sort of the system of emotion and its own causes and cause of conditions. It's very, very essential. For example, practice of love or compassion. Just, you see, repeat 1,000 times, love, 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 not much sort of effect. So you must sort of know the causes or conditions of love, the opposition of love. We should know. Like, you see, the specialist for certain disease, you see, have full knowledge about the causes of the illness and then antidote of that sort of virus or that illness. So with full knowledge, then deal these sort of particular sort of illness. Similarly, emotion, the destructive emotion, you see, have to deal with full knowledge about the counterforce of that destructive emotion. So that's why we call training of mind. Training mind, firstly, should know the system of the mind or emotion. Then bring conviction, oh, this mind, this emotion, very, very harmful. I must reduce. So through that way, you develop some kind of willpower to combat that emotion. Then the weapon to combat that emotion is wisdom sight. I think self-centered attitude, the counterforce is altruism. The distorted ignorance for that sort of counterforce is wisdom. Not that, like that. So therefore, so you see, usually we simply take for granted anger, attachment, all this. I think the biological factor, what do you call, because the mandala, brain, mandala.
Amygdala.
The basis of development of these emotions. So we consider this something normal. But through experience, it's clear we can change this emotion with the help of wisdom. So therefore, they usually, you see, people who more sort of more self-centered attitude and more aggressive, that people say, oh, that's an able person, more compassionate, humble person, and then some people may take advantage. Isn't it? So in the society, we're full of competition, full of sort of negative emotion. Then these destructive emotions, sometimes you see, consider something helpful. That's a mistake. So now scientists, medical scientists, they say constant fear, constant sort of anger, hatred, actually eating our immune system. That's not Buddha's teaching, but scientists now say that. So very clear. And then way to develop these destructive emotion, as I mentioned yesterday, some scientists, you see, say this emotion very much based on mental projection. So that comes from ignorance, lack of knowledge about the reality. So like that. So I think most of you understand English. Those people who do not understand English, raise hand. Almost none. Then I think, ka. Oh, re. Yes, then briefly translate.
This
talk, His Holiness was saying that many of us actually seem to be enthusiastic about, you know, engaging in acts that come out of attachment or anger and so forth, as His Holiness explained, that we take for granted and consider them to be something like an ornament, like that those who have much desire and greed and anger are considered more efficient and so forth.
Tā mīyue lē sādi kī sāmdēn tā sūngmī lī kīyā kī lē chēni kōwā pēnchī kī lē tī mīrā chī kī sūm shē kī tūwā kū rībū tēmē yuwa wāng kī sā tī nī mīyī tūsā nī tā tī tūndrū tā lē nām rī shīng lā tā mīyī nāng tā tū tēbē kī sī kī bā tōp shē sāmdēn chēmī sūngmī kī cāngsō tē wā nyōng wā chē wā tā tētī wē nī sāmdēn tā chī kī sūngmī kī tīngin zī nyam nī chē yuwa tūsā nī Ini mewe le sana kam kong ini kena dukuris disongre. So tadi dia ada jikin berhantu saya jikda jidel berhantu bebasana nyisik tua. Jikin berhantu sibu kawan rupji ki hantu jisik yari. Di lakbar tong saya selalu kerja resla na rangsa le rakwa. Bare ta wasa le rakwa. Ini kongsa le ini ta siwa. Kanda pen ta kaso urna, ta jichikwari ta kanda rangsa la rakwa, ta anda deba kamba chigi, so su rangsa deba kamdi pe deba nyomu shukshimu yodaba, jindigi ta rakwa la te, raba. Ani su sumi kam koma di di shiwa la te, jindigi ta tele ini senji suzu rikwa iji, meba iji, gawa dibi iji sarab, jindigi ta 이지 투사 되게 터네 다 방동 셰기도 와 시라가 나봐 직전에 방동 셰기 어 듣고 없네 이네 삼대도 숨밀기야 디셔버리 그래서 어디 대대비 권에 아니 응원도 삶이 루틴 상고 타야 돼 규텔라 되는 리부터도 응원도 지르래 다 되게 내가 응원도 되기 줘야 다들 손해
अगले श्लोक में खास करके कि
And then verse number 23 and 24 say that through these practices, one is freed from becoming a hell being, hungry ghost, or animal, which means the birth into the three lower realms of existence and reborn as human or good ones, reborn as a human or god, one gains extensive happiness, fortune, and dominion. So this shows higher rebirths, such as humans and gods in the desire realm. And then the next verse says, through the concentrations, immeasurables, and formlessness, one experiences the bliss of Brahma and so forth, which shows the rebirth in the form realms, Rupakai and Dhatu. And thus, in brief, are the practices of for higher status and their fruits. And so what these basically show is the that we, when we create the non-virtuous karmas or unmeritorious karmas, then we create the causes for that project us into the lower realms, unfortunate realms of existence. Within samsara, we are talking about rebirth, within samsara, and are three types, like these three different karmas. One is unmeritorious karma, then which leads to lower rebirth, and then the meritorious karma leads us to be born as humans and gods of the desire realm, and then the unwavering causes or karma leads us to the form and formless realms. And with in that, I mean, this rebirth, we can also talk about the Vipassana practice in terms of pertaining to the worldly condition and then transcendent condition.
Jinda, any kasa jodi, betangje ba, jine tharba namshan dugiyare. So ta sanje ba tharba skhri shagos laba ina chiji singong suru dene mabe chay. 다한테 장점에 지조 정신 통내 아니 넘주 소유 주변 넘주 다다로 아니 소유 인을 파 팀제 아니 다시기 기부 찍고 하되 그들 아니 타바 타바서 시기하래 사다디 아트마 사디가는 로디기도 와 뒤 참말로 다 산제베 슝네 아니 당제 샤워 뒤지심 Tene tawar gyurwa yins. Duji pumbu ditong de tela tane yama yins. Oda de di pali shungna le yasare. Lekja shungna le yare. Tawa takto tawa de ane nyomong zawa chigi yare. Chazan ka tarba saya de tenreke takto tawa de ane dame gombe tawane takto tawa de shenyu sun chungne ane takto tawa dogu yare.
इसलिए अरहत पद की या मोक्ष की
and then with regard to the moksha in the Jain and Jainism and Sankhya schools, they also talk about moksha or called liberation. And then in Buddhism also, of course, we talk about moksha or liberation or nirvana, but it's not something that is kind of a heavenly realm that you actually reach. Like in Jainism, they talk about some kind of a heavenly realm that you reach when you attain moksha. But Buddhism is not like that. And even in the case of the Sankhya school, they say that when everything, all these varieties of things are seen by the person as being manifestation of the primal factor, the pradhana, then the pradhana, called everything, just dissolves into the self, and then the self-conscious being is alone, left alone, and that is considered to be the moksha. Whereas in Buddhism, we talk about moksha in terms of understanding selflessness. And so by understanding selflessness, we counter the grasping at self, independent existence, self, and overcome all the delusions. And
지지 게
So when we talk about Nirvana, Master Nagarjuna, it identifies Nirvana to be, in Buddhism in general, of course, it is identified as a state where you are free from all the delusions and all the negative emotions. And so Master Nagarjuna says, when you end or extinguish the karma and delusions or negative emotions, then there is nirvana or liberation. And so nirvana comes through ending that and those factors of karma and delusions. And Master Nagarjuna goes on further to say that these two, karma and delusions, come from our mental projections or preconceptions, and they in turn are come through our constructions, mental constructions or elaborations or fabrications, and these fabrications are overcome or seized by emptiness. And so with this, regarding the this verse, the last line could either be read as these elaborations are seized by emptiness, which means the understanding of emptiness gives leads to that, or they dissolve into emptiness or seize into emptiness, which means that the fact that when you realize emptiness, these delusions completely kind of dissipate into this emptiness, and therefore you attain nirvana. And therefore, seeing emptiness on the one hand is not seeing emptiness meaning that not understanding emptiness, there is samsara. You are you go around and around in samsara, and seeing emptiness leads you to liberation. And then therefore, ignorance about emptiness leads us to the samsara, and because of this ignorance about the causality and how things are, we create karma, and accordingly we suffer. And therefore, mainly here, ignorance is about the suchness. Ignorance about the suchness of things, which means the true reality of things, and mainly the suchness or the reality, the true reality of the mind itself. And so when you realize this true nature or the reality of the mind, then all these delusions that you have, the destructive emotions and so forth, are said to dissolve into it, into that suchness or emptiness, the nature of the mind, and then you reach liberation. So this is the nirvana, according to Madhyamaka tradition.
Jenny, Ada, Maranzo Loliata, Tom and Comche, Nas, the Dibi Shifu de Nalingi, Yoder is Lord Shigdua. And the Tumde Tani, Tinjigging Abbe Loliash, the Lingi Shadia, the Betty Yabe Trujilla, and Pumbul the Tension of Dai Orison, the Dumyorva. Some Lord Dorishanach. tindegi ta yomar sluzane ani matewa chane chi chibana ne tsa tas kebara ne takwa ses ta samru yong stambe ina ani le da nyomon sebe taras ani le ngasa la pege sön de ngegi nyomon meba cha ani zawa ne le sabu soya ge nyomon meba cha ni le sabu soya meba cha tindegi ani negula ene nyomo meba cha yin sa ne ene taba toba re ona taba kendes to go re la ba yin le da nyomo nam do le si bo ko ye kya wa di ko pen ji ge le ji chu re le di nyomo le chu re nyomo di chu mi ji ge nam do le chu re le da nyomo nam do le sa ti chu mi ji nam do le chu ti ka sa shu ya de re a da chen ri bo ti ge kya sa ku ju ta ba namdo ge jota ba re se sung sha ta ti chi ko cha de ge do wa le da nyomo nyomo de chu mi ji ge nam do le chu re chu mi ji ge nam do de ge ne chu re sa na a tambar me shin tu tambar jota ni je de bi tambar zin be nga ne den zin ge jwa ba le chu re to su na de nyam nyong sam shi tam be yin ne a pe na hob kha li ya chigi pena soso be magase tachigi ku chigi soso tero tan kisla na yi machi soso chi ya soso kawo ye se nyen chigi chi ku chigi soso dogo chigi kisla na yi machi soso yong do wa de samle na la chigi yo me be chigi tak be na ro she do wa ko chimi ji nam do to ta ni de nyen di pe sang bo be yo me ro chigi Jadi pengiapa jauh memerlukan lori aja. Jadi di sana lori macam cendol. Di yang ni agi siruko, asyik zubuh siru siru tu. Jadi sebenarnya mereka, pergi mitu kucing, asyik zubuh siru lori itu. Ni sebenarnya itu yang asyik zubuh siru itu. Jadi saya percaya saja. Tapi ni lagi jadi ni jadi sisi Da, di di, mingjang da yu zham re, sen samu shi dang yu bayi na, pige jas lam ni pe, pige lakwa jisho yuwe so ro chi, nyen si lam ni pe, shivu ji ka chuk tu ro chi shen de ya, da da nyen su lu tuyo ni, da da nyen zi se nga se ya di, zhug zhug se me de ro chi, lo lo chi, le yin du sa ni, pe da da, eni shen, da nyen se ya di ni chi ki, pe chuk tu ro chi, lo lo ya, shivu de, yebar teni, tenen tsumi shing namdo go jodega yebadi chik loli ya, eni shaayi nizane tako daadu joda shabe lo digi nyomu digi digi roa shik, nyomu diya arba shirub shik yebadi saiba shaare shaa tindegi daa rangwa wa tsuktubu di yomari teni taksam rei sambaji chayi nizane tegi lope tamjingi roko chikpa soksoro chaache lo daya ji tente duwa 내가 돈이 또 있습니다. 돈이 또 있습니다. 동반이 따와리야. 가라 강성보다 심단이 오로 차제. 그다. 지금 땡중 대코는 있어도 없는 지금 삼리야. 펼시시 차야 합시다. 지금 따와서 땡중 따와 삼루시 담배이나 지금 삼루시 찬나. 찬섭니네. 지금 나온디 이디 pe chik tene zhuwa chik lo lo shirgi yore di ta shawa ta ta me samla lo lo pejir pejir shayin gu duwa di shivu chik pendo yiwa sushtu nyumung ki ngarshar uko nyumung namsan di dindri ki ta daya kowa chaga di ki namsan yu meba ta sugu yaw mara di nyumung ki ngarshar uko la shivu chik shuk chik yiwa sushtu wa tende pendo du di ta wata diri keba la ne chakwa se san di tongwa nyi sila du 진중이 대권은 있으잖아요. 심나다. 만나다 라와자서 해야 봐. 아. 지기 녀몽세하고 뒤 다다보도 도부당에 지르데 코 매버서트야 이 며칠 로로 샤연데 좋아래야. 뽑아래야. 지 쉬우셨으면 아니 뒤 전남슬림도. 라사와래야지. 어디들이 개발은 딱 왔어.
또 슬록 넘버 28 में कि जो कि मैं की भावना अर्थात अहंकार की भावना हमारे अंदर अहम
So, verse number. Twenty-five says the factors of highest excellence. 25 says the doctrines of definite goodness are said by the conquerors to be deep, subtle, and frightening, to be childish, to the childish who are not learned. And so, because of the teaching of selflessness and the realization that the Buddha had about it, he found it to be too deep and profound for to be taught to people who are so used to the notion of having some kind of a self-existence and independent existence of an I. And therefore, he was said to have actually stayed away from giving teachings to us, to his disciples in those days. And so, now when we talk about nirvana, there is this natural quality that of the mind, which is the empty nature of the mind, and so because of which we can say that as long as the mind remains enlightened, then to that extent it is called Tathagata Garbha or the Buddha nature. But once this mind becomes free from all these delusions, then the nature or the reality of the mind, free from that, is called enlightenment. And so as long as we remain unenlightened, the empty nature of the mind is termed as the natural Buddha nature, and then the very quality of this empty nature of the mind, of this innate mind, as long as it remains unenlightened, it's within samsara, and once you become enlightened, you have reached bodhi or enlightenment. And so because of ignorance mainly about how things really are, we are in samsara, and therefore the Buddha, when you overcome this ignorance completely, then you have the nirvana, and that is what is termed as definite goodness. And the means to reach that goal is understanding of emptiness. Of course, we are so used to this notion of self, independently existent self, when we are taught selflessness. And then, as the Buddha already said, that this profound, peaceful, and free from elaboration, and luminous, unconditioned phenomenon that I have realized is so profound that it will not be understood by others. Therefore, rather than giving teachings to others, I better remain in the forest. And so this causes us to have fear in those of the childish, as it says, bereft of learning, are thus frightened, so the victor says. And then verse number 26 goes on to say that I'm not, I will not be, I have not, and I will not have, that frightens all the childish. And so this also has the same kind of meaning, because of we are used to this notion of a self that is there. And we all have this notion, and when we hear about something that is done by with ourselves as well as our friends and enemies also, that enemies and friends are absolute, and therefore when you talk about something good that has been done by one's enemy, you don't believe in, and something bad done by those whom you consider as your friends are also believed. And because of this absolute notion of an absolute friend and an enemy as well, and so we need to overcome this I do not claim to have the realization of emptiness as such, but because I, when I think about emptiness and dependent nature of things, this strong clinging to things having some kind of independent nature is kind of loosened, and therefore it gives me delight and pleasure and joy in my heart as well. Seeing that there is a possibility that we can overcome the negative emotions that are within ourselves, which have ruled us so far.
Something like, you say, my body, my mind, it is, how to say, correct. So we can say that. So beside my body, my mind, where is I? Now the concept of soul is something independent, separate. So that all Buddhist different school of thought, mainly four school of thought, you see, does not accept that. Within different school of thought, within Buddhism, Buddhist school of thought, the common sort of, or say the concept of selflessness is something only taking under Lungdigi Kasa Dajishawa Dujisim Ten Tower Kiva Yin any Duji Pungu Ditong de Teladani Yamain Sin D Shugude on a Ta Meva Reslona Ta Meva Maris Pena Chidriana Sonola Ten Shing the Jeva Tar Tijin Pungu Nam Tene Guzo Simje Javain Sauda Dig Pungula Tene Dasho Shiris
तो जैसा कि पहले कहा गया कि आत्मा का रूप किस प्रकार था आत्मा किस प्रकार से अस्तित्व में है
Schools of Buddhism do commonly accept selflessness, and here the commonly accepted selflessness is that selflessness where you deny the existence of a substantially self-sufficiently existent self, and so. And then, when it comes to talking about selflessness, here in one of the sutras, which I recited earlier, it says that this self is like it's merely designated as a chariot is designated on the basis of its parts, and likewise, the self is designated on the basis of the aggregates.
Zinging Lord Hanji Giore. Or that the Nigi, Shin Yu Daddy, Mabadi, that Dami, Duno, Shijalo, Giuria, than Dedeva, Kansar Dami said, the Nishadi. Or that the Nidu Tangzin Te, any that Dumdoma, Manguchigi, that Sanjay Rumo, Manguchigi, the Nigi Tadun Zimbe, any Tang.
Dot
kumbula tenne tabe da dabar zimbe denzin di zawane pa sun chung tuya yungu maare is tati sunwale kumbu dabar zimbe denzin ki shen yun sun mo shungwar kumbula tenne tabe da dun zimbe denzin ki shen yun sun chung tuku maare is wada digi kansa ka denzin ki zawane chuyi denzin ki chigawale is da gomdiri chuyo da kansa si yewa chaya di long joba bu da gam kansa long jeje pungso, zuksini che. Da dami shen yin du zane, long joba bu da dami be, da dami chik. Long jeje pungso, da du mo jubi dami chik, ni shen. Kansa ga dami du, chi dami ni shik do. Da di zo, che yi dami shen gengi, sem zamba da, umo ba ni gi, da che yi dami sungyo, dami ni shen. Da dami ni shen be, anda dini ribi da, 가수를 그게 심상바에다 다그르샤 강사가 등진 대 뉴목지기와래 대 뽕야대 강사가 담에 좀 꼽네 아니 뉴목세토 그래서 지수부도가 다 공부를 시바 투모 모임부터 이르자네 안다 되게 시험하다고는 신기 풍부 된지 마도 보도 강사 된지 도구 말이시는 순윤도 최이 담에 또 투버지 뭐죠나 아니 강사가 담에 저버 또 투고 말이시 너나 간사가 다음에 취의 다음에 써야 돼. 동시 최생은 거네. 다음에 쉐바 마도 각자 뭘 쳐버려 요 말이지. 뭐니지 주베 뭐니지 주베 다 각자 때 풍부 땡도 아니 여러분 집어대 간사가 땡 그래서 간사가 땡도 여러분 집어대 간사가 땡지 풍부 땡도 여러분 집어대 취의 땡지. 자 대인연부터 간사 뭐니지 주범해봐 더 땡해. 다가는 신기 풍부 땡어 뭐 풍부 가져왔다. 모니지 모주보 떡배 어다 담이니 떡배 시럽되기 등신이 붙되기 니 붙이기 디송도와 저서 안다디 식디나 같이 치지 풍부 전혀 뭐 지지 들란 건지 건지 요나 양는데 레레잖아 깨워이 사지
So the four different philosophical schools of Buddhism, as said earlier, do assert this, that there is selflessness of persons or selflessness of persons, and which means that there is the selflessness is considered to be that selflessness which is the selflessness of a self-sufficiently substantially existent self, and then. This is said to be the root or cause of us to be born in samsara. In other words, it is the root of all our delusions and destructive emotions. And therefore, when you understand that this kind of the self is not there, then you can overcome. When you realize the lack of such a self and existence, self-substantially existence, substantial self, then you can overcome all the delusions as well. But Master Nagarjuna goes further to say that it is not enough just to realize such a selflessness, but as long as this clinging to the independent existence of aggregates is there, to that extent, there will be this the clinging to a self, independently existent self, and therefore in order to realize the selflessness of a person fully, he says that as long as you are not able to overcome this clinging to a true existence of aggregates, I mean, this will not be overcome, and therefore although the Chittamatras and also talk about the two selves, selflessnesses, the selflessness of persons and phenomena, there is difference in the way they explain it, and Nagarjuna says that as long as you are not able to realize the selflessness of aggregates, then there is no way you can overcome all the delusions. Therefore, you need to realize both in order to overcome the delusions, and there is no difference in subtlety between the two selflessnesses. It's only a difference in the two objects on which you'd establish these two.
시버콜로 창아바스에 점내네 렁이기다 시서머시도 셰고 난체 쏠라 칸기 아니 곰조알이야 시버콜로 창아바 트리스 어다 디기 유텔이야 디스토가 저기 파체 디무천지 파체 아니 대자천지 차체 아니 전에 시단천지 주유체 어 디숨지 도가 디 아니 직하네 직천대바 직 다 중나 조조디 디무 파게 카네 아니 시단천배 주다 아니 대자천배 찬샬로마 천대바 직 야 디니부디 카네 야 파만 제딩해 지기 드니 구요래 가다 디무 파천배 디무 덴징기 차단이게 야 차단이게 야 디무 덴징이야 배 무튼 파야 폐어야 지기 어다데 유모 조숨 천지지 달라데네 디치데 아니 디스도가 야 고고지리야 치가 나오다 치가 까보지 디 누지길래 아니 까르보디 순음 sunam gulay, dendru penji gita, sunam da miyu gulay. Naqbur di nendru penji miyu di kasa, sunam mahim gulay. Da di ta de dendru, nendru di di, da dola rik tu da, dendru ma ini, kare jige, nyawa yi da tundru chene, di di gul. Da di de bu, ini, di nyumu le, le kanani, nyumu tuksum le, le kanani, sivok, 편지기 대례 아니 시버 지기네 단독연도 팬데야 디 디피로 그랬으면 디탈이야 아니 점이 가사 주니체네 아니 머리 겸을 로마데스 겸을 로마지 지기도 와 디 머리부 삼아래 되는 누지단에 자괜신 사디 누지 니버 누지글에 사디 충기하래 다 도우세네 간다 에네 다 르무치드 니게 챙김드데 간다 에네 머릭바 두지 어 남시 투더우스 에네 남시 민수 에네 계시 럭바 소와 세바 람바 시바 에네 겨와 거시세네 야나 중이 세무도가 저자 어디 되기 코 코스 세기하래 때는 야나 중이 머릭바네 두지 두지는 남시세네 마 룽중기 코 코즈세 머릭바가나 두지가 두지가나 남신가 세네 디 남신 남신 시점부터 시고 말이 레 사베 레 산 레 각베 레 각베 네거기 시바지르 샤네 두두기 남시스 두 딱하다 레 기신이 보려고 시그로 걸어봐 레시비 시복거세 남시디 규득 남시체 데네 시베 누버디 셀랭 서덤니 야 시베 시베 덴디 차니 디 껴원 주인자네 에네 제주기 남시신 샤샤 데레 사진에 인자네 민 머리관에 챤도 거시버도 에네 나망나마 여나 치마치마디 용댕에 나망나마 가나 치마치마 가드야지 저 룬주고 가네 코코즈 루도고관의 양대 토주띠 또 송도와 이 점대는 랑게 시서보시는 시야구 난체 또 스티스 송도와 아주 졸라한 거 검정화리야 시버콜로 창아봤어야 돼 내가 첨부르셔 난 이내는 아주 시버콜로 지지자는 애니 서류부터 가르쳐 있나 앤디 믿다고 소양한테 신부시 지고하다 미 신부띠 예식 장시다까 퇴감 가시다까 다시 다 직전 거 보고 배 차도 쳐버지기 도 센스들어서지 대도 넘주르샤 뭐냐잖아 또 신부 진짜 지금 직속 뭐 믿고 그러지겠다 어떤지 지겠다 지주래 내마다 로망국 오늘이 배지 지금 지금 이제 조준한다와 내 삼자시에 네 믿다고 생겨 아래 믿다고 생한데 나도 들이켜서 배 저분이 영자라 네 가서 그게 김루치는 메다고 친구도가 로강도 로그 내가 있었대 김루치 친구도가 좋아요. 그 메다고 친구도가 제가 근데 인데 김루치티 아니 대감도 이 시장에다 계속 해요. 김루치티 이 김루치도 심도 비슷잖아. 이 배지 메다고 생각하는데 배지 내가 하면서 선서로야. 어. 저장 예망 에디 삼자 시에니 찍 드려래. 에 쉬고 단디 에 달라라면 안 메사 주시기 세면 저 아니 이 도장 스키면 도가. 저자오 가다 실로 심부스로 다 찍 토르스 동아. 타감 가서 이제 논주리 이식 전에도 저 논주리 자 간다다 디기도 심대하디 미다고 숨겨야래. 저다 시보코 뉴몬베 샹왕게다 단 뉴몬베 샹왕 사람이 말이베 균제 그 긴지 집에 최 상황으로 깨지 직배 더니 미다과래 전에 어디 뒤 숨겨야래. 다 이게 따데 나브라시도가 나왔지 뒤 타로 숨겨야래. 에 아주 저분이 타니 이게 나브라간래는 타와도 이렇게 좀 말다. 다 타봐 쳐버잠래. 제니 아니 데 점점 내 곳에 데 나와들려 두 청소 때 되겠지. 아니 와도 식재 좋아 가서 식재도 가서. 어 사버시 이용하자. 아니 덤비주는 아주 시다 때는 쇼버자. 간지로도 봐요 준주를 믿게 하고 뭐 동해 탐을 잡아 주로서 하게. 어디 소다는 되시고 되 듣고 해도가 어디 식재 뒤지. 어디 점점 되는 거 가버리. 뒤에 계시면 도와. 다음 전쟁의 영화 중이 뒤 안 돼 뒤순이 안 돼 들으셔. 남성 통도 의미고 코에 긴고 개미 긴고 때고 편순지 유진되는 코와 교수네. 전쟁 가만 가면 심을 심을 깨야. 다 녹세네 로데아도 숨겨야래. 전쟁에 다 자와 있는 머리부터 다 머리부터. 때내라 주니 그 통에 머리 봤대 대코난질라 목에 머리 봤어야 때리 균질라 목에 머리 봤대 그 순한 머리 벨라사야 지도와 다 순한 걸 내다 미벨라사야디 대코난질라 목에 머리 봤자이 무야래 자 드네 인도자네 다 대코난질라 목에 머리 봤대 에니 점바이나 봐 에니 간다 에니 지 때내 하마지도 가두고 야래스 진리기다 대코난이 넘고 머리고 때 도야 때 대코난이 인수 시고요 그래서 진리지 대네 랑생이가 다 주수미도 마토치 은지반의 세버주 대네 레다 깨와요 대다 균제 깨와다 대다 세버 니 통나 양단이도 지는로 유명이도 미심소 제니 어라 되게 자시고 책 레다 녀모 세버 타 Lada nyumu namdo le tida chole treba nyum tongpa nyi thong kakwa yuru saka da tsikdi Eni tata le yungu towa, wata tiri sha
From 36, verse number 36, which says through to the 30, verse number 39, His Holiness read, as it says in with these three pathways mutually crossing each other without a beginning, a middle, or an end, this wheel of cyclic existence turns like the wheel of firebrand. And to the end of 39. And so here the Buddha himself was said to have commissioned artists to actually draw the 12 links of dependent origin, the painting of, to paint the 12 links of dependent origination, depicting the 12 links, beginning with ignorance and ending with aging and death. And so within the 12 links, what is shown is in the center of the 12 links, you can find, you'll see a pig, and from the mouth of the pig comes out a rooster, and from the rooster's mouth comes a snake, and the snake is in turn holding the tail of the pig in its mouth. So which shows that from ignorance comes attachment, and then from there comes anger or hatred, and then these two in turn gives rise to ignorance again, and then there is this cycle of the vicious cycle of existence, and sometimes from both the rooster and the snake also are drawn to come out of the mouth of the rooster, the pig, symbolizing ignorance, rooster symbolizing attachment, and then a snake symbolizing or representing the that of anger. And so when it comes to creating actions or karma, what happens is that unfortunate karma are also depicted in this 12 the painting, where just around this pig, the three animals is two parts, one white and called the other half black, and so the white one shows represents the virtuous karma, and the black one non-virtuous karma leading to unfortunate rams. And so and then around there, there are the six realms of existence, and around that the 12 links of existence, beginning with ignorance, depicted by an old woman, and then the karma, formative karma, depicted or represented by a person making pottery, and then consciousness, depicted or represented by a monkey. And within consciousness, of course, there is the causal level consciousness, which means just as the karma is created and it ceases, it leaves its imprint on that consciousness. That consciousness is what is considered to be the consciousness in this second link. And then when you take rebirth, the consciousness goes into the next life. That also is the resultant consciousness. So these two parts of consciousness are what is represented by this monkey. And then after that, there's name and form, and then the sources of consciousness and the contact, feeling, the craving, grasping, then conception, birth or conception, and then finally aging and death. And then these regarding this, of course, it was first commissioned by the Buddha himself to depict these 12 links of dependent origination, which in turn comes through the three poisons, which leads to the virtuous and non-virtuous karma, and then the six realms of existence in the 60s. And then outside these, this whole ring is now depicted also to be held in the mouth of a giant looking called a cannibal-looking being. And then sometimes some artists put on some ornaments on it, like those of the five the skulls on the head, and then even draw some wisdom eye. That's not true, actually, to do that. In the 60s, I recommended to actually draw a skeletal holding these 12 links. And it was done for some time, but then nobody took care of it later. And then outside the ring, there is the Buddha is pointing to a moon, and this represents nirvana, and not that we reach moon by going out of this the earth. And then there is a verse that comes from Vinaya Sutra, which says that one should know how we create karma, and we leave behind the negative emotions, and then overcome the lot of death.
Junde le mongbe, lende le mongbe, pa kasore pge mishiba de pa sane, tin junde ge tenjung sheba samge ya, jodan de bichela, ate ge zibati to to ma res. Tin ri de zane sibo ko lo ko ya ge ju chigres. Tsa ga da, Jadi ini juga, mana jenis gitin jung siapa cene, ane tipung kiri gue, lama-lama ni, ngantuk thabar cene. Dene, dekhanan ni lama gue mari gue nyambo, tinju gue dekhanan ni, di siapa cene, ane dek gomde, ane pa nyambo tamce gue nyambo cene, ane tarbiak gue bang, thokoya, cokoris. Jadi ini juga ane. Sanjay Chumden Degi, the Tinjung Tao said, she was cash for the shah. Sanda the Junjigi Tinjung, the Tenata with Tinjung, Ni Cheni, Mondo to be at the Nedi to be at the Lobo Kamala Chile, Tsashing Devan on Savisho Sunsha. Savisho today. Cheni, what did the shah? The one is the Negatoa. Chen, what did you go on any? Metawadi, any Nansong degrees, Yatadi, any civil call of Hunya degrees, Dinji Indu, Tiny Seve, the Tiny Sauce in the middle, and I in Tinjuku Tequanani, Sushin to Sheva Yena, any ten in Jua said she in Jusane, Tanya Benamsha di bed the castle because seven ever near to a chick, seven drew a jaw to a chick. That tell ya, Tanya do Chagse de Yokumari. When a log dog is a teddy, could log dog is Shandar or good young Lokoran or a charter or such rather. That didn't use a Tanya to talk about something, Michelle. Tanya to talk about. 타녀도 차고 된다라 타녀베 참으신기 민두바 이 체리베 샤다라르샤 미치 딱자 체니 그 네번이버 좀라 너도 차셔르면도 와 야 미신식이 야 딱자체 다디 지단치 저 가서 올 지당 식샤베이나 트너르지 어 녀미도 트너도 두뎅이 주보이네 아니 이 이물 다 책도 와 세상 어떤 간주 兄弟 다르샤 지 Yet the message that Samen Ming Mami Tane, Samen Drew Yabet 이게 좀데 따로 전에 예배 루스 전에 샤베 내주 주체 타니 주식을 늘 메뉴나야 다 전업 주식이 집에 넣은 거야 알아봐 그래서 내 인도 전에 어 타니에도 예매 써야 돼 전세 숨쉬기도 와 타니에도 잡아 있는 거야 대라 타니에 참으신 게 메뉴 봐 전업 주식이 집에 이제 메뉴 봐 디스톤 그 때문에 아니 타니에도 예배 쉬기도 와 타니에도 예배 써야 돼 적지기 때문에 타녀도 이거 조조 레마도 유코랑의 뭐네 유미기 시야도 말와 아 빼나 탁자 주주 진배 로디다 주기 풍부로 주주 진배 로라 로니가 로라 탁자 때문에 주 매번 넣으신 주기 풍부 때문에 주 주여 말해 매번 단절해 레디 탁자 땡 탁자 땡로 주신 따셔버디 딱왜 다니 차도 연하야 타녀베 참아 생기 내용으로 와 미 생식이 되는 뒤 주말에 타관에서 시행을 와 소수 인해 따져를 시대체 소수 시대에 있는 타관에 시행으로 와 참아감에 뒤 주주 삼 전대 참아감에 삼도 롱감에 뒤 주주 삼 전대에 뒤 로 지만 되게 내용으로 와 타녀베 참아 생기 내용으로 와 자상가 나라 타관을 주주 집에 로 대응하라 주 차대베 소비시래디 대로 타녀베 참아 생기 내용으로 와 다 풍부 때문에 주 주여 말했대 풍부 때문에 주 따셔버렸다 타녀베 참으신 누구면도 봐 제가 유진원에 모두가 잔절했대 이내 타녀도 작외 타녀베 르뇌 만들기 때문에 다 예민시행부도 자 니네 인도산에 유진원의 왕기 예민시행 마도 유진원에 오브젝티브를 주고 떼내요 말해서 뒤시행이요 다들 시작해야 돼. 나랑 되게 고놈을 시사를 딱 나랑 놀래야 저기 최강다 가인의 퇴직문을 열었으나 나왔다도 신 텔레전의 주민이 남도 있겠니 차단 계획을 들어봐. 다 들어야 낭세기 강사 랑제 투비 강사 랑제 투비 다 재수 주변 진배 진리기 다 가도 다도 진배 진보 잡고 대 장배 녀몽 직직 등지 참여 장배 녀몽 직직 니무도와 대배 계신 분이셔. 자다가 등지 라과 장배 녀몽라 등지 라과 캐배 다음에 라과 떡배 로티기 리신 문제 원 걷는 거지. 디 자원에 바 꽈투야 양양 말해. 가려서는 녀몽 타다 띠무 등지를 떼는 형들이 어려워. 자 드네 이번 인도산 다디 오래 드리면 인도산에 간다 다음에 참을 떠네. 뒤에 된지 참을 예쁘겠다. 다음에 참을 떠네. 된지 참을 예쁘게 내가 채퇴야 지기. 된지겠다. 다음에 이제 꼽네. 된지 참을 내용도 대파가요나 된지라고 뒤에 정식으로 가져야 돼. 뒤에 내가 전부도 와. 세상가 Then you could take one inside that doing a chamuchado, damn chamuchado, that dish over it. That the woman should be sooner to talk a chicken, Midua. Some of the cheese, I mean, some be already, karchane phegya sheba tindu du zibe zibol ha de gdo wa umabe tanye rangje tanye do rangje shegen zu demba ji kekbe kekbe dawa ji sungu yore de ine phege chejen chidon na wan sing ji gi tanje ngone yeba ji shai shi gdo wa chesaka migde shik ma thuwa migde ha de gdo tsade gomulu rugi ene ne haje sendan dabalo nyumu tuji chi mi jung sunde migde gi migde chasa chi tuge ne haje thaba ina nyumu tigri es sa de ne migde thada shi gu yo migde thada shi ya gi dabe be ta wa thanya tu ya rangze khe be ta wa te khona de sha da de sam sha tu sam da ne sha shi do wa chwa ji khu do wa te chao ro shi do de ta chan da de de ji zo wa wa da dong shi ya ne ene 댄지 처문에 켜보지고 그래스 뭐 때리샤
또 잡 카라
So what we need is the understanding of causal law of causality through which we can actually engage in the practices whereby we avoid negative actions and create positive ones so that we arrive or obtain or gain higher rebirth in the next life. And then through the understanding of dependent origin, the suchness or the reality of dependent origination, we are talking about a very subtle understanding of dependent origination from the point of the Madhyamaka Prasangika system, then we can actually go lead ourselves to liberation. So this subtle understanding of dependent origination means that things are merely designated. And so this is clearly mentioned in Kamala Shila's Tatup Samgraha Punjika, which is the commentary on the difficult points of Tatup Samgraha by Master Shandadrakshita. And so he says that by understanding law of causality, we create the causes for higher rebirth, and through the understanding of the suchness of dependent origination, that mere designation, then the nature of how things are designated, that we lead ourselves to liberation. And therefore, when you have the lack of understanding of called law of causality, then you create karmas for lower rebirth. Whereas even if you may understand law of causality, still when you don't understand the suchness, reality of the dependent origination, the deeper level, then you will still create the causes for the rebirth in samsara, such as the two rebirth into the higher realms of existence, form and formless realms, and so forth. And so when you understand the suchness of dependent origination, then you will, of course, create the causes for liberation. And therefore, what we need to understand is that things do exist conventionally here. And so conventionally, although we may say, of course, I'm accepting something that is in convention, but then within the convention, what we have to make distinction is that although something may be said to be there, to be existent and so forth, but then it should not also to be existent as such conventionally, it must not be invalidated by other conventional valid cognitions as well. Otherwise, sometimes we may have wrong conceptions, and the object of those wrong, the distorted views, I mean, may be said to be there, but then they would be invalidated by valid cognition and development, the true knowledge of the objects, and will invalidate them. And so this is something that even the scientists would accept, because when they say something is there, one scientist says he or she found something. Something, I mean, it is not accepted right away. The other scientists do the research, and they also do the same kind of observation using the same kind of procedure. And then, when they actually are able to confirm, and they come to a consensus, then they say this is true. And so, in the same way, in the Madhyamaka system, we have this way of coming to a consensus where the things should be to be existent conventionally means it It must be renowned conventionally, and then it must not be undermined by some other conventional knowledge, and then it must also not be undermined by the analysis into the ultimate nature of things as well. And so sometimes certain philosophical schools come up with certain ideas, but whether they really are true or not cannot be checked through a conventional way, but then it must be checked through the ultimate analysis into the nature of things, and they can be invalidated through that as well. And so in this way, these cannot be existent conventionally. So for something to be conventionally existent, it must qualify these or fulfill these three criteria. And for example, if you have, for example, we see a snake in a mottled rope, which is put in a certain fashion, and then later somebody else comes and says, "Oh, there's no snake there; it's just a mottled rope." Then you look closer. I mean, you have a look at this closely, and then you also find that it is fear that you had was actually unfounded. And so, in this way, you can overcome this fear by knowing that there is no snake there, and that it's only a mottled snake. And so, although in both the cases, a real snake and a snake that is projected onto a mottled rope are conventionally we designate both, but then one actually functions as snake and the other does not, and therefore you come to the conclusion that although there is no snake there in both the mottled rope and the snake as such objectively, but then you come to the conclusion that the fact that one is snake is all actually there, nothing to be found objectively, but merely designated. And so when you understand this, then you will see the subtle levels of negative emotions as well, and then you can see how to overcome them as well. Following the different philosophical systems, and then finally the Nasanagarjuna's Prasangika Madhyamaka system.
Rimbulu tene tung tungulu tene rimbu shaya mado pena zugusum du sewina zugjima di rimbure tungure slona labsham do ga du sena kinzu lu tene sinla di tung tichung lu tene rimbu rindung yaro da rindung sa di tene shaya mado chenme do ga ta de ba da ma de ba ngange re ba phungsun sewe ngange re ba So, the day is an echo, turn it over, she in Shinjela, Taco, Madebe, Ranshin, Medevoco, that's self shade. So, the day is an echo, that, Deba Meba, Rang Druba, Meba Dita, Emmy Druim Dua, Yeni Yari, Yana, Madeva Yoguri, Tell a Nujitua. The day in Duta, Yeni Yari, Madeva Druba, Nuji of Indusane.
Slok number 49
verse 48 and 49 says where there is long there is short, yet not by way of their own nature. When a flame is not produced, the light too does not arise. And so when we take up three fingers, of course you can talk about this one being the shorter than this and this one being longer than that, and so we can actually posit short and long in comparison or in relation to another thing, and therefore this shows that the shortness and longness are merely relative to each other, and therefore being relative and not dependent and not dependent are mutually exclusive, and then therefore although something may exist, it cannot exist independently. If it cannot exist independently, what it shows that it's exists by way of designation independently, and so there's no other way we can conclude but to say that things are merely dependent.
Nemasu.
Ka.
Nemasu.
Ka.
알레 게추 톰바
부기 빠르 쇼부지 좀 가요나 고주 따야지 지금 맞다 맞다 고주 따야 들어봐 탭 들어봐
그 들어
뒤쇼로 갖고 가죠
게추 톰바
맞다 고주 따야 탭 들어봐 뒤난 거 가죠 뒤쇼랑
지금 빠르
쇼랑 계좀 해주 쇼로 가 뒤난 열배 맞다 럽다
तो आप लोग जो श्लोक नंबर 80 में देखिए सो यू कैन सी इन द श्लोक नंबर 80
नंबर 80 वर्स नंबर 80 सेज इफ अ पर्सन इज नाइदर अर्थ नॉर वाटर एंड सो फोर्थ
किबुस या नाम खांसा कम किबुस देदे मान जो लोले या फुंबुलुयु दु शावे कोने ngas lo she do ga फुंबुलुयु दु मा शावा ngas chae me do ga सो ता ngasya di pungbyu septele yebaru shangzu lolo shaate korwa. Dapa shimju shane. Pungbyu jungshin dhibarwa, jungan dhibarwa da. Chazanga kibu saya, kibu amu kansa saya di jungan saye sangkam nalaya yama res, chungkam nalaya yama res, menkam nalaya yama. Dog shane kibu sami chumayin, memi lumi nangamayin. Da namshi mayin saya digi Semzambata. Takadachi, Semzambo Kushin Dunga in Enda, Kushin Mindungi, Yi Shabadi, Century Shagyari. Umabo Tanya Duranze Shingi, Yi Shabadi, Digane, Kansa Shagyari. Kansa said, Shabet Gulu Tene, Takwarela, Shabet Gulu Tene, Kansa Shagyari. So then Ludubute, Namshi Mains, Namshi Digane, Namshi Nai Semra. ngai dagyu sungya chi re ma to ngati ma res to ga kedi yishi di ngai na ene yishi gonghe shibong go du jibe ne go yishi chig to ga de sha ba yi na gonghe shibong go du mo jibe ne go la ngati sha shing ma ba ta yilu milam go ne go la gonghe shibe yo ma re ta yilu de du du ne ngati ya men ra sha go cha so ता येरु रावते पा गाच है पे गेदे वे ने गोला ना जैसा स्लोशिंग मारवा ना ते येरु दे गाले शावे ये ना येरु दे गादे यारे ने ना ते मिलो बा ता पा थर तो ना निम्न हज़ि जीवे वैसे कर समतन जुरे वैसे दाग गारे स्लव ना ने वैसे दे वैसे गा वैसे चार से आदि शेत्र मिलो सजने इन्होंने शेवे तेने गाशने देव निम्न हज़ि जीवे वैसे कर समता है रे तब ते गाने शाना देवचन दोगा तब जिन्हें इन्होंने नमस्य माइंस कोई मेना असल में अने सोचूं मेलो नाका नमस्य दी दी दूसरा ते गाने वैसल में योंशिंग मारे इस रहा तब जिन्हें इन्होंने तेरे शाना किबो कांस पुंबुंगा ले लॉसुए कांसानिया यों मारे इस जिन्हें अंदर कांसा मेवरेस था, तातुन से ना कांसा यामरेस। ताऊ ना कांसा मेवरेस लव ना थानियल इन्हीं तं गैरुग यारे, मुस्लिम न्यूंगुग यारे, दिने इनमें इन्हें से ताऊ ना कांसा से तो कंट्री रेस लव ना तेरसन किबु कां, किबु कम्जुन दुबे चल सने, किबु आम कांसा से दे कम्जुन दुबा ल तैने तावरे Number Dungi Drugun me meki Namja Mabur, Jigden Yelin, Dil Ranga Yana, ten and Dawains, Yana, ten and Dawains. Chazanga, Yana, ten and Dawain, Dutane, go temi Rang Druji Yamare. Chajan the Chajas, Chata Chajans Labdu, Chajans Adi, Yore, Chajaman, Chasha Yumarwa. Ready, Chasha Sosun the Sana Chajan Minuga. Chajaman, Chai Yumarwa. 그러와 제법은 제법은 자와 용마리 자와면은 제법 용마리와 이 상황으로 편집 떼어내 셔야 뭐도 믿어가 자 니네 인류자네 가사 그러면은 대대신의 기부함 기부 컴준 뇌배 칠 기부 컴준 뇌벌 떼는 딱와래 순산에 매버디 매버치 따뜻한 이유의 매댕에 편집 떼는 여댕에지 손윤도 양다마인 사대기 뜨는 두 삼십 마도 몬 양타과 몬 이쪽에 여말이 손샤다 세브 쇼지레샤 단측디 교안이 배 닌다르 지기 사이는 저 동자 집에 그것도 따과 측디 된대게 애는 상무도 왔다 동자 집에 그도라 와 도시 애는 다가는 신 풍미 풍구 내시면 달라테메 달테메 그 뒤집어 풍대면 순거디 소소소잖아 다지 가사 다시 저 전환 그 측이 역시 저래. 규메라나 가사 규메라나 제네니 데미지고 살라라. 제메 인수 탈라라. 지도가 너무 좀 도와 측이. 아니 대화치 뭐 틀릴리. 근데 지금 상담도 저베 두베 심지 신우데 저제 나지 공부 냐소데 사가 측도 다 주고래. 근데 이리 줄가 개미도 야마라 교시. 저 줄 줄. 또 안에 샴그 측이 쇼로가 되다. 되다 개체슈들이. 감사하다며 순한들이.
Slogan number 80에 इसमें कहा गया है.
So verse number 80 is a very very important verse showing the which shows that or teaches about selflessness. And so it says if a person is neither earth nor water nor wind nor space nor fire nor consciousness nor consciousness not all of these what person exists aside of these. And so what this shows is that of course when we think about ourselves, I am this or that, we have this sense of a person somewhere within these aggregates. But although this appears like it, I mean, of course, you cannot have the person in the aggregates, amongst the aggregates as such. But we have this sense of a person there within the aggregates somewhere. And so, and then when it comes to talking about the consciousness, of course, there are some philosophical schools like the Chittamatrins which say that our self or a person's identity is in the consciousness, which is the sixth aggregate or the fifth aggregate. And so they kind of identify a person within the consciousness aggregate. But then Master Nagarjuna says here, not even the consciousness is a person. And so he counters their position of saying that a consciousness is the identity. The identity of a person is within the consciousness. And for the Chittamatrins, of course, they posit Alaya Vijana. And then if you were to actually say that a person, identity of a final identity of a person is within the consciousness, which consciousness? Within the consciousness which is during the waking state or during the dream state or deep sleep or when you are actually at the dying stage and where there is the innate clear light mind manifesting. So at any of these instances, there's nothing that you can actually identify as being the person as such, yourself as such. And so, because when you are dreaming, you don't have sensory consciousnesses. And when you have the sensory consciousnesses, of course, the consciousness as a dreaming state and so forth is not there. And so you cannot posit any of the instances of consciousness as being the person as such. And if you were to posit any of these instances of consciousness as being the person, you would have difficulty. And so, Master Nagarjuna says nor the consciousness is the person, neither the consciousness is the person, nor all of these different elements is the person. And then he goes on to say, what else is a person aside of this? And then he, as answer to this, he goes on to the next verse, as he says, a person is a composite of six constituents. It is therefore not real. And so what this means is that a person is designated on the basis of or based on these five aggregates, just as Madhyamaka Avatara by Chandrakirti also says, that a person is designated like a chariot is designated on the paths that are put together in a certain fashion to make some object. Likewise, on the basis of the five aggregates, a person is designated.
Dube, kada susok chambe, duje shot yiti, mingsam indusane, tori suso, tori kaksamge, nangaya, nyaya maris, nangayane, mingsamos. Tedar, duje, dumachik, chuk, kaya, mink, taksamshim, but the meba indusane, tiji mingsam nijames, mingsing chuti, tangusan, yiba indusane, tell the tenet, takwe, ming dea, mingsam res. But the shimming show door. Shang as a hot collier, Mingde Shazam race of the dogs, you talk about the six seven 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 Mingde Shazam race. Dogs, you talk about the one or dozen years of it. Mingde does sugar jewels of it. That did you mean some need you, Mr. Do? Mingde Shazam door. So you got a jummy suit of color sheet. So you know what means of shirt, Nagayan and Mingsamo. Tiji means a nigger mess. That touch a indu. On Suba was the sort of Suba was sure to hang sag rolled to that chick lord to lay with her. What a truster? Tiji would end that, Cassa. Tiji come through diameters, Rimbuchi Tangle, number two, and never let what temper the Liu Tambo was. That is it on Tosia.
So verse number 99 says, just as physical forms are mere designations, so too a space mere designation. Without elements, how can there be form? So is the case with the name itself. And so usually when I recite this verse, I kind of change the sequence of these lines. I kind of recite the third line, which says, without elements, how can there be a form? And then go to say, just as physical form is our forms are mere designations, so too is space mere designation. And so is the case with name itself. And so by doing that, it gives me a true kind of conviction in the fact that there's even the name, although things, we may say that things are, we do say that things are merely designated, and then this seems to give some kind of authority or some kind of a validation of the to the consciousness or the conception that give name to others, and as if it is some kind of an independent existence, and that is nullified or rejected by saying so is the case in, with name itself. And so this helps to do the Jati Yoga practices.
At that time, then since then, I made sort of continuously effort to understand that. Then my age, around 30, then begin to feel something. That immense help to understand Nirvana, salvation. More understanding, more awareness, the very nature or very possibility to achieve that moksha or nirvana. then the enthusiasm to achieve nirvana. So that you should call renunciation, right? Renunciation. That also immense help. All sentient beings, mainly, you see, they, in samsara, you see people. People are sentient beings. Everyone want happy life. Everyone want, do not want suffering. But the ultimate source of suffering is that ignorance, distorted ignorance. That we believe, that's very true. So the method to eliminate that is the only the wisdom which understand the emptiness or shunyata. The altruism, wonderful, but not direct sort of antidote, that ignorance. So therefore, the concept is very, very important. Of course, for Buddhist, non-Buddhist, not much relevant. One time, one of my very close sort of friend, one Catholic monk, wonderful, one American. See, we often used to discuss about practice of altruism, practice of forgiveness, these things. And also single-pointed sort of meditation. This is common. So one day, he asked me about shunyata. Then I told him, don't ask that. That's not your business. This is Buddhist business. Similarly, last year in South India, Bangalore, one great sort of sadhu, spiritual leader, he really fully committed about social work, and he provide food, I think lunch, millions, I think several thousand students. So we met, and then we simply chat or talk, casual talk, and then I mentioned to him Hinduism and Buddhism like twin brother sisters. The Shila, Samatha, then Paranja, common. Then I told him the differences Atma and Anatma. So that's our private business. So these three common things we both practice, so more or less same. Then concept of Atma and Anatma, that's a demarcation, Buddhism and non-Buddhism. But that's a private business. You believe Atma, so it get a benefit, so you believe that better. I believe Anatma, it benefit to me, so I believe that, so that's a private business. So those people who believe God or Creator, better to believe that, maintain that belief, or Allah, like that. And those people, you see, who believe Atma, independent self or soul, feel more comfortable, and then believe that, better. I never say one religion is something best religion. I never say that. I am Buddhist. Sometimes I describe I'm quite staunch Buddhist. Because I learn, you see, these Nalanda masters of text, so all the critical view about God or Creator and also the independent self, lot of argument. I study these things. So I can say I'm quite staunch Buddhist. But I never say Buddhism is best religion. No. According individual's mental disposition, then we can say, oh, for your case, this religion is best, like medicine. According particular illness, then we can say, oh, for your illness, for your case, this medicine is best. We cannot say, pick up one medicine, this is best medicine. No. So, we can, similarly, we cannot say spirituality or religion is food or medicine of our mind. So, according to different mental disposition, we have to judge, oh, for your case, this philosophical view is more suitable. For your case, this philosophical view is more suitable, like that. So we cannot say one religion is best. I am Buddhist. I never state Buddhism is best. As far as philosophical field is concerned, Buddhist philosophy is the most sophisticated philosophy. That's quite clear, isn't it? So we need 300 volumes. Really, you see, they need a lot of effort to study, even read, or take years. Then, not only, you see, learning, but contemplate and sort of make relation with our emotion. Then through that way, you get deeper understanding through your experience. So that we should call the knowledge or understand hearing level. That's just hearing. Then contemplate, analyze. Then you get second level of understanding. That's very firm because you thoroughly analyze and raise a lot of questions, a lot of sort of critics there, or questions, then analyze. So that, understand through that, so after that is the real conviction come. That level alone not affect our emotion. Then familiarize. Daily basis. Think. Meditate. Then you get some deeper, real understanding out of experience. Now that really affect our emotion. Clear? Thank you. Now, good night. Time for sleep. You, I think most of you, again, you see, dinner and some wine. I don't think anyone, you see, who thinking go to nightclub. I don't think. No, that's good. One time in Berlin, the room of the hotel, you see, the organizer arranges my stay. From my window, directly the other side, one sort of, I say, the nightclub sort of, or say, the place. So I saw from outside, from my room, different color, blue, yellow, like that. And then also I can hear, zang sheng, like that. So about my sort of time for betting, about 7, say, they start, you see, they are sort of, I say, the busy life. Then midnight, I wake up, watch, again go, zang sheng. Then about 4, I already got up, some meditation. I hear zang sheng. And I look, still the light blue, yellow, go like that. So they quite sort of courageous, they sacrifice their nice sleep. Thank you. Good night.